I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. If I were to ask you today, why are you here? Now, I don't mean why are you listening to this program. I mean, why are you on earth? Well, today we're going to look in Revelation chapter 4 and verse 11. And then we're going to also look in Psalm 102, verse 18. And then we're going to look in Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 71. Why are you here? Let me invite you to look at our website today, lrwm.org. lrwm.org. On that website, you'll be able to leave prayer requests. You'll be able to share with me some of your answered prayer requests as well. We want to rejoice with you as your prayer requests are answered. On that website, you'll also be able to download a written transcript of this program or any other program of It's a Good Life. You can also write to me, Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. And I'll be glad to send you, free of charge, a written transcript of It's a Good Life. Be sure and let me know what program you're requesting. Well, today, we look around us and we understand that some do not know where they came from, what they are doing here, or where they are going. But in God's Word, we find the answer. First, we see that you are here to bring pleasure to God. In Revelation chapter 4 and verse 11, it says, we see people, in this verse, it says, we see people casting their crowns before the throne and saying, in verse 11 of Revelation 4, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. We were created for the pleasure of God, and we were created by God. In Psalm 139 and verse 16, it says, Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in Thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. We were created by God, and we can only bring pleasure to Him by first being saved. But think of this in the last verse that we read in Psalm 139 and verse 16. God knew us before we were even born. God sees us before we are even born. God knows us. He created us. And so therefore He knows our hearts. We can't fool God. We need to understand that as God looks at us, we are to bring pleasure to Him. And we are to serve Him because He is God, because He is the Creator. He made us. Now, we were created by God, and we can only bring pleasure to Him by being saved. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 8, it says, So then, they that are in the flesh, that's the people who are not saved, cannot please God. Some people want to believe that they're living for God simply by doing good works. Well, that's not the case. Unless you have been born again, you are not bringing pleasure to God. His pleasure is for you to receive His Son, Jesus, who came to this earth. It says in the Bible in John 3:16, For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You please God by receiving His Son into your heart. In verse 9 of Romans chapter 8, it says, But ye are not in the flesh, that's speaking of a saved person, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of His. Now, there are some who teach that if you want to be saved, you must pray for the Spirit. You must pray for the Spirit to come upon you. But God's Word teaches us that in order to be saved, we need to pray that Christ comes upon us, that He comes in our heart. Some people get the cart before the horse. They want the Spirit, before they receive Jesus as Savior. Well, let me say that the way you receive the Spirit is by receiving Jesus Christ as your Savior, because if you have not the Spirit of God, you're none of His, according to the Word of God. Now notice in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, "But without faith," that's trusting Christ, "it is impossible to please Him," that's God, "for he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." No, receiving the Spirit of God is not salvation. That's a result of salvation. Salvation comes by trusting only in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we bring pleasure to God also by being surrendered to Him. In Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, it says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." In verse 2 it says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Acceptable here means well-pleasing to God. We are well-pleasing, first of all, by receiving Jesus as our Savior. We're well-pleasing, secondly, by surrendering our lives to, in His service, by serving Him. And then we're well-pleasing to God as we live for Him and we strive to do His will. The Bible says if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Yes, Christians do sin. You may not agree with that, but you need to read the Bible. If you do not agree with that, you're not agreeing with the Word of God. God says to that Christian who is out of His will today, "You're in sin. You've sinned. You haven't lost your salvation, but you've lost the fellowship that needs to be restored between you and God the Father." If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And notice this. You are also here to bring praise to God. In Psalm 102 and verse 18, it says, "This shall be written for the generation to come. The people which shall be created shall praise the Lord." In Psalm 50 and verse 23, in the first part of that verse, it says, "Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me." That's God. We need to praise God. We need to go to Him in prayer daily. And as we pray, I believe we need to start our prayers off by praising God, by telling Him who He is. Now, He knows who He is, but He wants us to let Him know that we know who He is. He is the great Creator. He is the sustainer of life. Without God, there is nothing. There was nothing made that was made without Him. He is from eternity through eternity. There was no beginning and no end of God. He has always been and He always will be. Now, my small mind cannot comprehend everything about God. I simply take God at His word when He says, "I am." He is the great I am. He has always been and He will always be God. In Psalm 69, verse 30 and 31, it says, "I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify Him with thanksgiving. This shall also please the Lord." You are here to bring praise to God. In Psalm 107 and verse 8, it says, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men." In verse 15, it says the same thing as verse 8. In verse 21, it says the same thing. It says that we are to bring praise to God. Are you praising Him today? Do you praise the Lord for your breath? Do you praise the Lord for your good things that come into your life? Do you praise God for the material blessings that He has bestowed upon you? Each of us need to realize that without God, we have nothing. In Psalm chapter 146 through 150, it says, "Praise ye the Lord." Hebrews 13 verse 15 says, "By Him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually." That is, the fruit of our lips giving thanks to His name. We need to praise God continually. We need to have a mindset of prayer and thanksgiving in our hearts. We need to have a prayer and mindset of praise to God in our hearts continually. For without God, we are nothing. You are also here to bring glory to God. Not only are you here to bring praise to God, but you're here to bring glory to God. In Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 71, the Bible says here is God speaking, I have created him for my glory. God says that he created man for his glory. In 1 Corinthians 10:31, whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. And I would say to you today, may your life bring pleasure, praise, and glory to God. And may each of us say, as the book of Philippians in chapter 1 and verse 21 says, for me to live is Christ. Are you living for him today? Do you serve him today? Why are you here? You are here to bring pleasure to God. Why are you here? You are here to bring praise to God. Why are you here? You are here to bring glory to God. Without Jesus as your Savior, you can do none of those things. Jesus said that he came to give life to all those who would believe. Have you believed and trusted in him today as your Savior? Bow your head right where you're at now and say, Lord, come into my heart. I repent, or I turn from my sin as best I know how, and I receive you as my Savior as best I know how. Come into my heart and save me today. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It goes on to say, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. The heart, the innermost being of a person. Ask him to come in and save you today. If you're a saved person, you need to be doing the things that I've mentioned in these verses today. You need to praise God. You need to bring pleasure to God. And you need to bring glory to God. Are you doing that? If not, ask God's forgiveness today. Ask him to restore the joy of your salvation. It's been good being with you today. And I ask you to join with me again at this same time next week for It's a Good Life. In the meantime, look at our website, lrwm.org. On the website, you can download a transcript of this program, or you can email me from that website and ask for a transcript, and I'll be glad to send that to you free of charge. You can also write me, Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. It's a joy to be able to come into your home, into your automobile, wherever you might be, and share with you each week the Word of God. And may I remind you today that it is a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly, is my prayer.
You've been listening to It's a Good Life Radio. To request a free transcript of this program, you can write to Dr. Woodard at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Visit our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We know you will be blessed. This program is listener supported. Support your local church first. Any gifts to support this ministry can be sent to LRWM at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Until next time, this is Doug Anderson reminding you, it's a good life living for the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly, is our prayer.